claims of a vindictive board of directors more loyal to the CEO than the company they watch over. A CEO whose salary far exceeds his peers and who may walk away from the job with a very generous severance. Throw in expensive staff parties and retreats, and you'd have a shareholder scandal in a publicly traded company. But when all of this happens and is paid for with tax dollars, you have something else entirely. The story of Cardinal Innovations Healthcare. Here's WFAE's Tom Bullock.
If Cardinal Innovations Healthcare had a center of gravity, you would hope it would be what the company calls their members, the 850,000 North Carolinians who rely on Cardinal to pay for mental health care, substance abuse treatment, and developmental disability services in Mecklenburg and 19 other counties, all paid for with money from Medicaid, the health insurance program for the poor and disabled. All told, Cardinal received $682 million tax dollars in fiscal year 2016, the last data released by the company. But a series of three state audits, combined with the minutes from 2 years of board meetings obtained by WFAE, paint another picture. Cardinal's center of gravity seems to be a single person, CEO Richard Topping.
Mr. Topping bears an enormous amount of responsibility for his leadership, or questionable leadership, I would say.
Dave Richard is Deputy Secretary for Medical Assistance at North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services. The agency controls the Medicaid money going to Cardinal. DHHS has been highly critical of the $617,000 they thought Cardinal CEO had been earning. That includes a $100,000 bonus. Yesterday, they released a follow-up audit which showed their earlier assessment had been way off. Let's start with his base salary. What now do we know his 2017 base salary is?
That was $635,000.
And the bonus we'd been reporting was $100,000, and that also was wrong.
That's correct. It was $254,000.
That comes to $889,000 in salary and bonus.
It is for an organization whose responsibility is to manage taxpayer dollars. The numbers are just outrageous.
The audit also cites $302,000 in other financial payments, ranging from buying out Topping's unused personal time off, which Cardinal did company-wide, to some very specific perks for the CEO, like a $12,000 annual car allowance, gas money, and someone to detail his car every month. Add all of this up, the salary, the 40% bonus, and the extras, and in fiscal year 2017, Richard Topping made $1,191,671. Since Cardinal is not a for-profit company and spends tax dollars, there are rules to follow. This includes CEO salary. By statute, the maximum Topping could earn was $204,000. That is $50,000 less than his last bonus. But the lower salary wasn't being enforced by the state's Office of Human Resources until just a few months ago. And when that changed, Cardinal's board responded by cutting Topping's pay. He refused to take the lower salary. A kind of standoff ensued, which ended Friday night. Here's Cardinal spokeswoman Ashley Conger.
The Cardinal Innovations Board of Directors has terminated CEO Richard Topping, effective 12/1.
That sounds like Cardinal's board doing the right thing for the company, as mandated by state law. But there's more to the story. There was another dismissal Friday night, the ouster of board member Brian Thompson. It happened just 90 seconds after the meeting began, with no specifics given as to why. Dave Richard from North Carolina's DHHS saw that as
another clear indication that the leadership of the board of directors does not have the best interest of the organization at heart.
According to board minutes, Thompson was the only one to vote against giving CEO Topping a 40% raise in June of 2017. Dave Richard believes that is not a coincidence.
There's no other way to view it other than this was punishment for him taking his fiduciary responsibility as a board member for an organization that manages public funds for the state of North Carolina.
Topping was hired as CEO on July 1st of 2015. It was a promotion, really. He had been Cardinal's general counsel. His starting salary as CEO was $400,000 a year, the same as his predecessor. But within a year, that had changed significantly. You can see a timeline of that and the expensive parties and board retreats on our website. But for this story, we're sticking with the center of gravity argument because we're not quite done with Topping's compensation. In June of 2016, the board voted to give their CEO a, quote, annual long-term incentive valued at $412,000. And this incentive is new to the Cardinal CEO pay saga, something WFAE discovered going through the board's official minutes. We asked for more information about this, and Cardinal issued a statement which reads, "The long-term incentive is put in place to retain key employees. It becomes vested after an employee has been with the company for a length of time and is meant to pay out over a multi-year period. In the case of severance, any accrued incentive is accelerated and included as part of the total severance." Cardinal also acknowledged Topping is the only employee that has received a long-term incentive. And remember this point. I'll get back to it in a minute. But as for the big picture, Dave Richard says, all of this shows a continued problematic pattern. Cardinal's board is part of the problem.
I want to be clear. I think it's the leadership of the board, and maybe the entire board, but I believe the leadership bears the most responsibility for this.
And is there anything the state can do in terms of that board?
We are examining every option that we have, but I think there's no question that from the department standpoint, we believe that there needs to be a significant change in culture and the leadership of the board of directors.
Lucy Drake is the chair of Cardinal's board. A message left with her was forwarded to Cardinal, who in turn forwarded us a statement which reads in part, "The board agreed to continue to evaluate their policies and better align them with community standards." Cardinal also released a statement on this latest audit by DHHS, which reads, "We have been having ongoing and productive dialogue with the state, and that will continue." And clearly, there is more to talk about. The board also voted to give Topping 2 years severance. Cardinal has declined to comment on which salary this will be at, the $204,000 Topping declined, or the $635,000 base salary we now know he was making. Cardinal says they will announce those details later this week. But remember that $412,000 long-term incentive? If Topping gets full salary plus that extra sum, he will receive $1.6 million in severance after being fired for refusing to take a salary mandated by state law. This is something Dave Richard says the state told Cardinal not to do.
We told him we didn't want them to pay anything without approval of the state,
which he says has not been given or even asked for.
I can assure you that whatever is paid or will be paid to Mr. Topping, we will issue a demand letter for that amount of money to be repaid to the state of North Carolina from Cardinal from administrative funds.
And DHHS controls the contract that funnels Medicaid money to Cardinal. So Richard believes they do, indeed, have the ability to recoup that money. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.